Hey there, everybody. It's time for the mix. Hello there, everybody. It is Friday, March the 16th, 2018. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sorry I wasn't around last week. I had family in town and decided to spend some time with them here at the parks in the Orlando area. And so that kept me pretty busy because they were here on all of my days off. But it was so nice to spend some time with them and catch up and just, you know, have some fun. And it was a really great time. The weather was beautiful. The weather has just been beautiful here in Central Florida for the last 2 weeks. And I wish that it would stay like this forever. But whatever, it won't. It's going to get hot. But either way, we're back for a brand new episode. I'm Caleb Graham, and this is The Mix. I don't know if everyone saw this, but it was really big, especially in the news here. Yesterday, the pedestrian bridge that collapsed over the road down in Miami. Wow. Like, talk about scary moments. Like, I've always been terrified of driving under bridges, especially the ones that are like overpass bridges, like where there's a lot of, like, it's a highway over a highway over a highway over a highway. Like, it's just, it's really scary to me. I always try my best to avoid them. Luckily, in my immediate vicinity where I live, there's not that many. I think they're building one though right around this area in exactly one of the spots that I have to drive every day. But roads are, well, you'd think that all the bridges would be put together the appropriate way, but it just comes to show you, or it just goes to show you that you never know what could happen. And human error is something that is always going to be there, no matter. But I just was heartbroken and terrified at the same time seeing all of this unfold yesterday because, and this morning, I haven't checked lately, but as of this morning, there were 6 confirmed fatalities. It's just so sad and it's so scary because it just makes you worried. And, you know, I've always been one of those people that I try my best not to live my life that way, always worried about what's going to happen or if this could happen or that could happen. I'm safe. Like, I live with safety and caution, you know, and I'm always aware of my surroundings. That's something my parents always taught me growing up, is always be aware of your surroundings. I am always aware and, you know, I am cautious, but there's a difference between being cautious and aware and being frantic and, you know, constantly worried that something terrible is going to happen and that you forget to live your life. You know, I never would be able to go through life day to day that way. You know, it's not worth it to me, you know. Obviously, I would like to be around for a while, but I think it's more beneficial to us to enjoy the time that we have instead of always being scared about what's going to come next or what's going to happen. What's the phrase? YOLO. You only live once, so you should enjoy the life that you live. That's what I have to say about that. On a lighter note, I wanted to talk about this. This is one of the things that I would have talked about last week on The Mix if I had been doing an episode, but I was super excited to hear that there is a reboot of the movie 9 to 5 in the works. Now, I'm just going to mention it briefly and my excitement because I'm going to research this topic more because I could talk about this for a while. Because I love that movie and I've always been a huge fan of Dolly Parton growing up. That's when was one of my mom's favorite things to listen to. Mama loves Dolly Parton. She still listens to her a lot. And it's just a great movie. You know, it's one of those that, you know, it's hard to redo But it apparently, from what I was hearing, so I heard this on Good Morning America last week, and what Laura Spencer was saying was that it is not a remake of the film, the original film. It is a, but it's not really a sequel either. It's going to be set in present day and will involve three new female office workers who are experiencing today's version of what Dolly Parton, Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin went through in the late 70s in the original film. And from the way it sounds, they're going to be, the new three characters are going to be reaching out to the original three characters for advice and help with their situation. Oh my gosh, it sounds like it's going to be so much fun. I am going to find out more about this, so stay tuned right here to The Mix for more later on. Anchor, anchor, anchor. You know, I'm going to be honest. I'm conflicted. We have been with the new version 3.0 of Anchor for a couple of weeks now. And we're now officially, as of I think yesterday, in version 3.1, which they brought back the videos feature. Thank goodness, because I wanted to make videos last time for the last episode of this show, and I couldn't because it wasn't there anymore. I'm super excited to have that back. I am going to be honest. I am looking at other options for this podcast. I don't know. So far, which granted, I've only done one episode, so I don't know if they go off of that. But so far, on this new version of The Mix, on the new channel that I've created for it. Excuse me. So sorry. I've only been put out to Anchor Podcasts, obviously on the Anchor platform, and Pocket Cast. They have not distributed my podcast to Apple or Google Play like I had been distributed to previously on my other channel. I don't know if that's because of the influx of new users or because they're working out all the kinks in 3.0. I'm not sure. I don't know. But, yeah, I am really conflicted. I'm really trying to figure out what I want to do. If I want to continue to use Anchor or if I want to move over to Spreaker, which my girl, Miss Eileen, loves so much. I have recently been experimenting with another, new vocal podcasting type app, which is a little bit more social, like Anchor used to be, called Vodl, which was also at the recommendation of the lovely Miss Eileen. Y'all, when I'm driving to work every day, I always turn on Anchor. I always listen to podcasts, and I'm driving in the car right now, so I apologize if you hear that road noise. But I always am listening to something. I often listen to the rundown, the entertainment rundown and the news rundown, just to kind of get the headlines for the day. But I always go to Eileen's station, either her regular one or the free podcast host one, because she's always got amazing stuff to talk about. And I talk about her all the time, but she really does know a lot about podcasting and about all the different platforms that there are that you can use to get your podcast out there. So if you're really looking to start something or do something super simple, check her out because she knows a lot. I am discovering so many other people as well because of her that know a lot as well, and it's really good to learn about things so that you know what you're doing. That's one of the reasons why I'm sticking to just once a week for now with this podcast, is so that I can keep learning during the rest of the week about, you know, all the different things and kind of make a choice on what I want to do. Because right now I'm very conflicted because there's just so many great options. And I do love Anchor, but I'm just really not sure about all the changes, you know. And I understand why they did it. They're wanting to go more in the podcasting direction than the social direction. I get it. But, you know, it is 2018, and people love the social aspect and the community aspect of the what Anchor was. So, having said all of that, I'm still learning 3.0 and getting used to it and trying out a couple of other things as well. So we'll see where it goes. Well, y'all, that's going to about just wrap it up for today. I want to kind of give everybody a update on all of my social media locations. You, of course, can find me primarily on Twitter and Instagram at Caleb Graham. We also have a new Twitter for The Mix, which is at Tweet The Mix. And I just updated my website recently, which is CalebGrahamTV.com, and I started a, or I restarted, I should say, an old blog series, two old blog series that I used to do every week, which was Photo of the Week and Song or Music Video of the Week. So check that out. I also can be found on Facebook. If you type in facebook.com/CalebGrahamTV, you'll see me there. And I just recently started a account on Vodl. So if you go to Vodl and search for Caleb Graham, you'll find me. And you can follow me on there as well. I hope everyone has a magical, wonderful, fantastic, amazing weekend. Thank you again so much for tuning in to this new episode of The Mix. Thank you for listening, and I appreciate any feedback that you have. Give me a call in on Anchor if you want to. I would love to hear from you. Until next week, add something to the mix. See ya.